Here is a screenshot for both the child, adolescent, and adult reassessment, page 2. So this is the self-harm without statement of suicidal intent section. Here you want to identify any self-harm behavior updates in the client's lifetime and or in the past 12 months. If updates, include additional details and information. If no updates, include a narrative describing why there are no updates. So you'll notice here that there are no updates for this particular section. However, we don't leave the narrative blank. We simply state that the client denies self-harm behavior, which is reassuring the no updates checkboxes. As with the full assessment, please remember that all staff working with the client should make special note of any high-risk behaviors for proper monitoring and following up.